This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Oh, yeah, that's the home of the binary trigger. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I was having a moral dilemma, so I decided to reach out to specialists that handle this because I was told that I have an ethical problem. I have I have a willingness to kill, so I have reached out. So joining us from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership is Dr. Robert Young. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. How have you been?
Well, I've been, you know, of course,
distressed.
I'm depressed. I'm distressed. You know, I thought I was a pacifist like Kwai Chang Kane from Kung Fu. And here this guy is telling me, doesn't even know me, but he's telling me, so it's got to be true because he's one of those professionals. But then I know that you're a professional too, and I figured you might help me out a little bit with this. This is coming from something called Psychology Today, and somehow. So let's, if you were going to get out there, and is there a way to actually study this and come up with any sort of a conclusion to where, you know, like we know that the influenza strain, if we catch it or something, we're going to get the flu. Right. So this guy's saying that if we, for everybody that goes and trains in armed self-defense, that we become, we just somehow either lose every inhibition we have to killing and we become ethically challenged. So, you know, how would you study that and make that determination?
Well, first of all, Bill, you sound like a man who wants to be helped. so that's good because we can only help those who want help.
Right.
Unfortunately, unlike you, most of the people who really need help on this subject aren't willing to be helped. This guy, although I will say this guy, Michael Austin, PhD, who wrote what is an opinion piece in Psychology Today, he sounds more confused than anything. He actually contradicts himself repeatedly. But so maybe we would like to talk about his piece and then get to the real data, because there is data. This has been studied, and he's all wet. He apparently has not looked far enough to turn it up. So in his piece, he's claiming that becoming well-trained in defensive shooting risks harm to one's character, to one's heart, mind, and soul. I know a lot of people who are well-trained in shooting, and I know a lot of people who aren't. And frankly, except for the training, I cannot tell them apart. So either everybody is far more impaired than I believe, or it really makes no difference. I clearly lean to that latter opinion.
So he's talking about gun culture 2.0, which is a sort of a narrow group among gun owners in the United States, isn't it?
Well, I think that's a more the way I have heard it used. It's a more general term,
okay.
Simply meaning the new tendency of modern gun culture, which is less about hunting and more about self-defense. That's all. it also refers to the fact that more young people, more women, more minorities are getting into guns. That's another part of the new gun culture. It's really not specific to the type of shooting being done, except simply to describe the fact that there is a new and different different set of people and interests in guns nowadays than what used to be the case, which was more rural farmers, hunters, people like that in the olden days. That's all. He gets this from David Yamane, who is a sociologist who's quite interested in guns. He shoots himself. He shows up at all the events. And he's made it an avocation, at least, to study this. He's got a very nice Facebook and blog that he'll talk about it from the point of view of someone who's well-versed himself. So I think this is one of the things this guy's confused about. Gun culture, too, is not just about preparing to shoot down five attackers running through your living room. It's way more than that, and way more interesting, in fact, than that.
Did you see what he says about the military?
Yes.
What he says in this article, he says, in a military context, the dehumanization can occur in a couple of ways. It can be done by conditioning a person to fire a gun at another human being without really thinking about the action that is being performed. This could occur by training soldiers to fire human-like targets and providing rewards and or punishments based on success in such exercises. I don't know which army he's talking about. When I was in the Army in the 1980s, there were, you know, the rewards where we didn't get yelled at, and the punishment was we got yelled at. But, you know, we got yelled at for everything. So by the time we're in basic rifle marksmanship, that's just, you know, Tuesday. So combat is one of those things. You know, we would find guys that would be little mousy dudes. Like Audie Murphy. Audie Murphy was a little itty-bitty mousy dude who was a major warrior in combat. And then we would have bodybuilder types that you'd be like, oh, gosh, this is going to be a super soldier. And in combat, well, not so much. So there is no indoctrinating way to take a human being and train them to shoot and kill another human being in a sociopathic manner to where they're just sitting there going, yep, that was just a silhouette I just shot. No big deal. They didn't have a mom. They didn't have any kids.
Yeah. Well, you know, there probably is a way to do that, and I would imagine armies like North Korea's are better at it than we are. But ours, I agree with you totally. Ours certainly is nothing like that.
Yeah.
In terms of the effectiveness of such indoctrination, as you well know, and particularly anyone who's been in combat with a group of guys knows, there are always guys who don't even shoot. Quite a number. There's a few guys who will shoot at anything that moves on the opposite side of the line. But most fall in the middle. They don't want to kill anybody. Even then, the only reason they're really out there shooting is to protect their buddies. That's
right.
The vast majority of combat forces, attitudes.
Not a whole lot of shots in anger.
No, not at all. That's why we prosecute soldiers who do that to innocent people, because it is not what we indoctrinate in our armed forces, absolutely.
I would love to. So right there, just in that one little ditty, his research to me became quite suspect, because I don't even know if they train people like that in the Salvation Army, much less the U.S. Army that I was a member of. But we're coming up on a break. Dr. Robert Young is a member of the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. They are the counter, the tip of the spear, if you will, for all of these medical types that want to get out there and not only take care of your physical and mental and emotional needs, but also sort of micromanage your life and ask you questions about things that are none of their business and way beyond their area of expertise. And they act as the counter to that, the very rapid counter. They're the fastest responders I've ever seen when it comes to coming out against that kind of stuff. Find them at drgo.us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, because some yahoo got out here and wrote a little article disparaging the one thing that anybody that carries a gun should train. But according to him, the mere act of training turns you into a stone cold. Is that a fair assumption? He's saying it turns you into a stone cold killer going to the range and taking a class. Is that sort of a paraphrase?
That's kind of where he starts all this. Obviously, someone who cares enough to get training is someone who cares enough to learn how to do things right. So right off the bat, that's the kind of character that is not likely to be turned into a psychopath to begin with.
Right.
Secondly, he at the end of the article, it's where he proves how confused he is. He's trying to come up with this idea that training with guns somehow corrupts us, but he has to admit that killing someone else in self-defense or war certainly can be justified, of course. In fact, it's good character to do that when you need to, obviously. That is moral justification. The virtuous person, he says, is not necessarily guilty of an unjust act. If he has good character, is empathic, compassionate, and loving, that person will feel regret at having been the agent of a killing. That describes everyone who's ever been through a self-defense shooting where they had to kill their assailant, period. Now, he probably doesn't know that because he doesn't know anything about our community and culture, really. But even in hypothesizing that, he ends up contradicting himself by saying that, in fact, people really don't get like that. So I don't know why. Again, I don't know why this got published. It's self-contradictory.
Well, now, if you were going to write something like that, which I know you never would.
I'd write the opposite.
Yeah, but wouldn't you think that it would be sort of the burden of proof would lie with you to show, a couple of instances of in evidence of, we took a normal functioning, thinking, empathetic person, and then when they got their gun self-defense training, they became. He makes it about ethics.
Right. If he even had one example of that to lead off with, it might make a little bit of sense where his thoughts took him. But this sounds more than anything like a piece written and published simply to support the popular conception that guns in people's hands create danger. That's all I can come up with. There is no foundation to this. In fact, as most of us know, the work that has been done to compare criminal offenses committed by legal gun owners, those that carry permits, for example, compared to criminal acts committed by duly sworn law enforcement officers, show that us civilians commit far less crime than those officially trained and sworn law enforcement officers of all kinds.
Right.
So right there, that's evidence that civilian gun ownership builds character, obviously. And I don't know if putting on a badge somehow takes it away. I suspect it's not so much either one. It's that good people are good people and bad people are bad people, and some bad people get into situations where they can take advantage, like the law. Civilians can't really take advantage of anyone per se and don't necessarily try to, so even if they're tempted, that's all. There's another angle on this that I think is worth considering. If you're talking about character building, I think we would all agree, even this psychologist and those others who read psychology today, that character building really is what happens through childhood and development, adolescence, et cetera. The adults he's talking about getting their own training voluntarily to be prepared to handle home invasion if necessary, already have their characters formed. That really is pretty much accepted. So I think a good place to look is what happens when kids are familiarized with guns properly in their families. And there's some data about that, Bill, and I think that answers the question he raised. I've gone into this before in some of my writing. The easiest place to look it up is on gunfacts.info under their category Children and Guns. I'll just make some statements here. These are backed up by...
We got a couple of minutes. So.
Okay, and we can pick this up after the break.
Yes, sir. Easily. Yes, we can.
Sure. These are backed up, though, by surveys and data coming from the U.S. Department of Justice in various sectors of it. Children who get guns from their parents commit no gun crimes compared to 21% of those that get them illegally. Now, this is from the year 2000. Now, this obviously doesn't include some of the school shootings that have happened, one in Florida, one in Connecticut, where the kids stole, or worse yet, killed and stole firearms from his parents. We're talking about kids who are given firearms to use. That means they're being helped to learn about them.
Right.
Where is the other big thing? If kids get firearms illegally, they're twice as likely to commit any kind of street crime than those who are endowed with them by their parents. Again, getting them in the right way from people who care is character building. The opposite is character destructive. Kids who get firearms illegally are three times more likely to get into substance abuse compared to kids who don't. But still get them from their parents.
The context is the parental control, right?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. It's being given and presumably instructed in the right way. And
let me get you a hold right there. Let me get you a hold right there because we're coming up on the break and I want to continue this when we get back. That's a very important point. DRGO.us, that's where you can find Where the Good Doctor and his colleagues like John Adine and Tim Wheeler. They all write a variety of things, and there's probably been some others join them. They are the tip of the spear in the counter as the medical community seems to sort of gang up on us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While hosting the President of Brazil at the White House, President Trump says anything's on the table regarding Venezuela, including tougher sanctions.
We really haven't done the really tough sanctions yet. We can do the tough sanctions, and all options are open, so we may be doing that. But we haven't done the toughest of sanctions, as you know. We've done, right down the middle.
Iowa Senator Republican Joni Ernst will join Vice President Mike Pence in Nebraska to tour flood-damaged areas. At least four people are dead in Iowa and Nebraska from the historic Midwest floods. In Des Moines, Republican Governor Kim Reynolds praised Iowans for helping each other to cope with what's happening.
Iowa's like no other place. We adapt, we solve, and we excel in very difficult times. And there's no doubt in my mind that we'll recover as a state, and Iowans will rebound stronger than ever.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
having a hard time trying to instill good dental hygiene habits on your little ones? Corrine Wilson, manager and patient therapist at Contemporary General Dentistry in Connecticut.
It's all about making it fun and making the toothpaste taste good. And I'm so excited. Crest has just come out with a new cavity protection toothpaste and bubble gum and strawberry toothpaste flavors, and it makes it a fun experience for the kids. And for the parents, it makes it great because you know you're giving your kids the best protection with a mild gel, cavity protection gel that's going to help to protect their teeth. So everybody's happy.
Other tips, create routines. Make sure your kids brush for 2 minutes twice a day, morning and before bedtime.
It's very important to have good dental hygiene because those habits that you start earlier in life, they follow you into adulthood. So you're going to want to make it a lifelong commitment to taking care of your teeth.
For more info, reach out to your dental professional or go to Crest.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, it's brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are talking to Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. And we were talking about parental command and control over children where they're, you know, building their character and everything else. Let me ask you a question. With his article, it was almost like it was, and I've never been hypnotized. I don't even know if that actually works. You could actually tell me if you want to, but
Bill,
it's almost like he was
dead. You didn't even realize it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's over. It's okay.
Okay. Anyway, it's almost like he's doing those suggestions as to how we should feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's not proving that this has actually happened. He's taking a bunch of instances using purely crazy, you know, I guess, presumptions on his part, especially on the military part of it, where is that your take on that? I mean, is he trying to stigmatize us into thinking, well, if we train with guns, we're bad peoples?
Well, yes, I agree with you. He doesn't quote any data to support his position whatsoever. He doesn't even know what this gun culture he's talking about means. I think it's his feeling that there must be something bad about guns. And how they affect people's character. He struggles to describe how that might be, but then he ends up by saying that, but this isn't necessarily true. It is in every way an opinion piece, and it's not even a well-informed opinion. he's still struggling with it. So, no, I don't. The only reason something like that would get published is because the magazine has the agenda to come up with things that fit with the modern in other words, describe it adequately, liberal, progressive, Democrat, whatever, animus against people having guns.
Well, now, tell me this. You were talking about the parents making the decisions and, you know, giving guns to children, you know, training them in their use and everything else, and how that is actually, contextually, that's a very benign exercise, right? And while at the same time in the environment of, say, crime, where a lot of kids that don't have, you know, one parent and they're probably doing crack or something, and the father's not present or whatever, and they're in a gang. Well, now when they get a gun there, they're getting in a completely different context. It's all going to be based on their environment.
Right.
Where do we, as humans, as we're growing up, I can see where a child could be shifted in their development as they go along.
Sure.
He's saying that adults get into these environments and they change their character because they look at something, which is essentially what this is.
That's what he's hypothesizing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as I pointed out, adults are so much less susceptible to character change. Our development occurs through childhood and adolescence in that way. And that's why I think the data that matters is the data that shows the effect upon children and adolescents from being familiarized properly with firearms while they are developing. And that's the data we've been talking about. There's one more data point, which is that from 1995, DOJ again, different arm of it, boys with legal firearms have much lower rates of delinquency than boys who don't even own guns, or their families don't even own them.
Really?
So that's a statement of character building by proper owning and using and teaching about firearms. It's character building. The other things point out that essentially if children and adolescents have their first experience with firearms within their family, again, legally and responsibly, they are far less likely to get into other trouble, street crime, substance abuse, etc. And kids who have their first experience of firearms with illegal firearms are far more likely to do these things. Now, I don't know what more you need to hear about the value of introducing kids well to firearms during their development. It's all right there. And if it's good for kids, it's certainly not harmful to adults.
Well, you know, my big question is that I have been exposed to a bunch of different types of self-defense, hand-to-hand combat, stick weapons, bladed weapons, lots of different things. And in that kind of combat, especially in the hand-to-hand component, if you're getting in somewhere and you're trying to extricate yourself from something really bad, you do have to get sort of, you got to get sort of mean and sort of, and I'm not going to say it's going to shift your character or anything, but he doesn't make any mention of that, which, typically I have read that, like, if a murderer is strangling people to death, he's really into killing this person. He's very intimately involved in killing this person.
Right.
So I would imagine you have an equal revulsion to this kind of thing as a normal person, but he doesn't get out there and say anything about any of the form of self-defense besides guns.
Well, in fact, the exercise he's criticizing is one in which people in a group actually what did he call that? He had a name for it. I'm not familiar with the different names of exercises. The Rolling Thunder Drill. You may be familiar with that.
I am not familiar with it, and I don't see it in this little excerpt either.
Yeah, it's in there. So there's a line of shooters with shotguns or handguns, and the point is they take turns shooting in a prescribed manner. Each of the human outline targets in front of them, one after the other, and it's kind of a team-building exercise, too. Well, okay, you know, if I want to be best prepared to defend my family against several home invaders, I started out our talk alluding to that, I'd better be really good at shooting instantly on threat, and one after another. I'd rather train by having to do it against several human antlions myself instead of taking turns. But yeah, that does not mean I'll be going out to shoot people in other settings, but it does mean, thanks to that kind of drilling, if that happens, I'll be ready and able, and I hope willing, to do it more automatically. And that's what saves your life, being ready and able. So it's a good drill for that purpose. Nothing wrong with it, and it does not change your entire character. It teaches you what to do in that particular kind of situation so that you won't have to think it through.
I don't have time to ask you this next question, but, we're coming up on the next break. But when we get back, we're going to talk about 2ADocs.com, which is a service that is unique to DRGO. And then I'm going to ask the good doctor one question regarding those of you that carry a gun out there. You can find the stuff that they put out they have resources available to you. They have an archive available to you. And they've been in the media many different ways, and they have a blog, drgo.us. And there's nothing like having somebody that can – it's almost like they do these in the military, Doc, we get these challenge coins.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they're some of these guys are like slamming their credentials down. I'm of this, I'm of that, so therefore listen to me with no questions asked. So it's good to have you guys on our side. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Fact, we all love video doorbells. Voice assistants have changed our lives. We can control our home with a touch. Indoor and outdoor cameras help us keep watch. We want to guard our digital lives and take security with us on the go. With ADT, you can have all of these things, combined with 24/7 monitoring from the most trusted name in home security. ADT, real protection. Visit ADT.com to learn more. License information available at ADT.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial
3. There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dr. Robert Young from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, DRGO.us. Let me ask you a quick question, if I may, please, sir. For people that do run around carrying guns and that are the most law-abiding, that do not give in to the temptation, you know, don't give in to the stereotypes that the gun grabbers say, like, well, we're going to, you know, if you take my parking spot, I won't be going out. Then say, all right, Young, feel your hand, and we're going to draw down and shoot it out over the parking spot. Since we don't actually do that, and then on the occasions when we do have to draw a gun, which, you know, according to the CDC, that's 6,000 plus a day, 97% of the time, we don't shoot the bad guy. And yet we stop the crime. Does this make a gun carrier an exceptionally well-controlled human being, totally in control of themselves to a degree that most people aren't? I mean, I saw something out of Texas one time that the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, they called it concealed carry killers. And instead, what they found out was that if you didn't have a concealed carry permit in Texas, you were 7 times more likely to commit some sort of crime.
Right. Exactly. Sorry, Bill. The question is,
are gun carriers very, very well put together as far as controlling ourselves and managing our anger, our emotions, our inhibitions?
Well, evidently, according to those statistics, yeah. Compared to law officers, permitted gun carriers commit fewer crimes. They're also better shots, by the way, when they have to shoot. And also compared to the population at large, which is even worse on average at committing crimes. So evidently now, I don't think there's a way objectively to explain that. No one's really tried. What is the characteristic of people who seek permits to carry that makes it turn out that way, which we're very glad it does. I would guess that it has something to do in the case of seeking permits because there are some hoops to jump through. In any state that issues permits, you have to do something from character references, certainly filling out forms, often training of a certain sort. You have to clear the state's own criminal check, at least. These sorts of things are probably not attempted by people who aren't patient, cannot delay gratification somewhat, and who know that they don't have a criminal record or something prohibiting. So all that, I'm sure, self-selects a group of people who do have that quality you're describing, people who are generally more responsible, more patient, more thoughtful. The research has been done, on, as I keep saying, on permitted carriers with the movement towards constitutional non-permitted carry. 16 states now, I believe, now that Oklahoma has come on board. We can't tell because there's no record then of who is and who isn't. We obviously would hope that it's similar and probably is to some degree because merely the act of purchasing a firearm, presumably shooting it in some instances for practice at the very least, entails some degree of thoughtfulness, responsibility, purpose. It's purpose-driven. It's intentional. All the things that are not true about random and spontaneous crime and sociopathic acts by people who just grab something and hurt someone.
I look at some of the stats, and then I look at this Yahoo. I wonder if this guy actually knows any. Where is he from?
Oh, God, what did it say here? I don't think it gave any. I guess we'd have to click on his name.
I don't care enough to know.
Click on his name in his Psychology Today article. You will find a little bit more about his background.
Are you? Well, I'm not going to ask you that.
But I bet it doesn't include NRA membership or training to the point of being an instructor.
Let's talk about 2A Doc, because, you know, while I get out there and say you guys are the tip of the spear, you're not the only doctors, and you've taken the time to make a roster, if you will, and put together a list of people in various locations that are good they're Second Amendment friendly doctors, I guess, or maybe they just mind their own business, and like if you come in with a broken leg, they treat you for it, and then you're on your way. Pay on the way out, bye.
Right.
Be careful.
Yeah.
How is that working out for you guys, and how unique is that service in the United States?
It's absolutely unique, of course. It's working out. Well, it's tough on us because we get an awful lot of requests for this. And, everything we do is volunteer. We are all busy full-time physicians. But we love it, and we do. We get requests several every day from people all over the United States. We're getting more and more healthcare providers signing on, and we're very grateful for that. I want to slip in a request that if you are a healthcare provider listening in, particularly in primary care, particularly physicians, but anyone delivering healthcare, and you're interested in having patients who think the way you do about guns too, Please look us up, sign on as a provider, and we will send you referrals of like-minded people, just like we want to send patients to like-minded providers. So it's a core competence, a core mission of ours to make those connections, and we've been doing it for several years, and we'll keep doing it forever. Also, to answer your question about this Dr. Austin, I had not looked at this, but I did just look it up. This guy's a professor of philosophy.
Well, now, isn't that a little bit like letting me get in there and write an editorial for Psychology Today?
Well, at worst, in my opinion, if it's on this subject, I think you'd do a good job. He likes to write about ethics, religion, and the connections between character and human fulfillment. I got to endorse that. Good character leads to better...
Before I run out of time, isn't ethics sort of one of those minefield things? Like, the example I'm asked where is, like, you know, ethically it's wrong to kill somebody, but what if you could kill Hitler when he was a child?
Well, that's a classic ethics conundrum, honestly, because
yeah.
As a tot, no one would know he was going to do any of the things he ended up doing.
Sure.
Would the world be a better place if somebody had killed him? Sure.
Sure.
Would they be morally culpable? Of course, at that point. Is assassination a valid tool of foreign intervention? Well, I think a lot of us agree that sometimes it should be, and Hitler as an adult may have been a valid target.
He might have been.
Et cetera, et cetera. There are complicated, interesting thought questions, but, you know, what we need
before
to
I, Before I run out of time, let me thank you, because yeah. I hate to cut you off like this, but
no. We
I called Dr. Young.
Be prepared for what happens now, Bill. Period.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Dr. Young was gracious enough to accept my invitation to come on to talk about this just because I just got so angry when I saw it. So thank you, sir, and give my regards to Dr. Wheeler, and I'll bother John Adine first chance I get. Are you going to the NRA event?
Yes, I'll be there.
I'll see you there.
PA. And the Gun Rights Policy Conference.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
All right, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, I'm going to be joined by John Stokes. Very wound up in the whole Silicon Valley thing. And we're going to talk about some things that happen to us as gun owners and the things they can't seem to prevent that are really important. That's in hour number two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.